I have a confession to make. I never got to see Enron. However, after seeing the National Theatre's new collaboration by playwright Lucy Prebble and director Rupert Gould, I am seriously regretting this. Set design at the National is second to none, but they have really outdone themselves here. They've transformed the little Cottesloe into a comfortable but sterile waiting room, complete with real fish. Two rows of audience members surround the stage, which is outlined above and below by a white light. The remainder surround the pit from the galleries above. This creates a remarkably intense, even a little claustrophobic atmosphere. Clever use of light projection and a frankly perfect sound design only serve to heighten the experience. And what an experience it is. Through the setting of a state-of-the-art medical trial into a new antidepressant, this clever four-hander examines medical ethics of a human condition. What is emotion and can we medicate it? Billy Piper and Jean-Jo O'Neill are the trialists, a first-timer and a veteran, either falling in love or falling victim to their brain chemistry. This pair really do have chemistry. Their infatuation for each other is infectious, and as they fall too far, too fast, we are falling with them. I had no idea Billy Piper was in the show. I tried to avoid too much pre-show publicity, but what a revelation she is on stage. Equally impressive were the doctors, Anastasia Hiller and Tom Goodman Hill. As we learn more about their past and their motivations, we start to wonder whether they're really trying to cure the world or simply each other. This could have been a polemic, a one-sided attack on a culture that sees medication as the answer to all of life's problems. But life and love are a bit more complicated than that, and so is this play. We are left with a thought-provoking 3 hours, which makes us question what we thought was obvious. The effect is sublime.